USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With President Biden's open border policy, the infiltration of the U.S.-Mexico border has never been dire. As thousands and thousands of Haitians are illegally entering the United States, Democrat lawmakers on Wednesday urged the Biden administration to suspend deportation flights to Haiti. As severely outnumbered Border Patrol agents on horseback attempt to keep the line, since there is no wall because of current leadership, the White House is focused on mistreatment. Jen Psaki at the lectern.
The horrific video of the CBP officers on horses using brutal and inappropriate measures against innocent people.
Time is short as funding for federal agencies runs out on 1 October. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin said the chamber sometime next week will take up the bill passed by a partisan House vote. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said if Democrats want to suspend the $28.4 trillion federal debt ceiling, Democrats will have to do it alone. USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
As Americans are getting back to air travel, airports around the country are getting thumbs down from flying consumers. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Although more travelers are returning to the skies, their satisfaction with airports is on the decline. A new J.D. Power study found travelers are upset with the limited food and retail options at airports across the country. This comes as many struggle to find employees. Travel intelligence lead at J.D. Power, Michael Taylor, says travelers were happy with any shops or restaurants being open in the height of the pandemic, but now they expect full service at the airport. One of the country's largest airports, Miami International Airport, has the most satisfied travelers. Meanwhile, the John F. Kennedy International Airport and Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport round out the top three. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
There's an old saying, if you enjoy your job, you'll never work a day in your life. With wokeness politics playing such a front and center position to everything Americans do these days, it's safe to say that half of Americans do not want any part of the wokeness movement. They want to be judged on job performance and not on using the correct pronoun when identifying colleagues. A new hiring website claims freedom of speech and job performance is one of their goals. Andrew Krapuschets on Fox News is the CEO of RedBalloon.Work.
The last 15 years, I was the CEO of one of America's leading labor market data companies, and I had access to an enormous amount of data and could actually start to see labor trends. And so the labor shortage that we're seeing today is actually not a surprise. We've seen that coming for quite some time. And so when I left that company several months ago, I realized that one of the things that I've always been passionate about is how do we connect people to great jobs where they can be free and where they have the freedom to work? Because a job is such a defining feature of someone's life. And if we can hook people up with a great employer who actually values their freedom, values their opinions, and isn't going to jam the woke worldview down their throat at work, then we're going to have a successful site. So that's really what I did, and I only started the site about 2 months ago.
Former Vice President Mike Pence said Thursday that he's hopeful a new conservative majority on the Supreme Court will soon overturn legal abortions in the United States. Pence made the statement at a forum in Budapest, Hungary, where conservative leaders from Central Europe expressed anxieties about falling birth rates in the Western world and discussed ways of reversing the trend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.